Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive and a football Friday. There we go. There we go. The drinks, the food is flowing. And it's a good time, and you can be a part of this good time. We're out here at Raven Tower, right next to the old White Oak Music White Oak Music Hall, and I think they got something going on there tonight. It looks like they're preparing for a show or some acts tonight. We're right next door to that Raven Tower. TVs all over the place, inside, outside. The weather is beautiful right now. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to be had out here. And you can be a winner. We've hooked some people up with Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards. We've got oil change to hook somebody up with, Tomball Ford. Any vehicle will work. Also, future tickets, courtesy of our good friends, the Houston Ford dealers, future Texans tickets. For a game later on this year, you got a chance to win in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name, actually your ticket, in our raffle box there that we have out here when you get in, and you have a chance to win. All right, how you feeling about the? You got a little boudin.
I got boudin and brisket.
Boudin
from
and brisket.
Boots Barbecue Company, the food truck outside here, and they got a lot of options, and that is a big lank of boudin.
That is
that big
is a
link.
Serious link.
It's got good taste, man. Good. It's a good link of boudin.
There you go.
It's got a real Cajun, which is crazy because boudin is Cajun, but it's got a real Cajun.
More than you were expecting.
Different than I was expecting, and really good. But I can't quite put my finger on exactly what it is. I almost want to think there's some kind of like maybe some crawfish sprinkled in there or something. But I'm not sure. I can't tell. But it's good. It's good. Yeah. I like when you eat boudin from somewhere. It's a little bit unique. You know, a lot of the times you get boudin, right? But when it's a little unique, like when at BB's they do Best Stop, which Best Stop's got some great boudin. So they use theirs, which is really good. So that's something a little unique is always
there
nice.
There you go. Well,
the size here sets it apart as well as the taste.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. That is large. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you may be able to see that. It's a large link. He's picking
the girth.
That up.
The girth that, is there. Girth.
Yeah. There it is.
Easy, Tyler. Boudin, Bob. Boudin.
Easy. All right. Let's look at matchups that are going to be very, very critical in this game coming up on Sunday against the Broncos. We've talked about a few of them, but you can give out yours too. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as we do it here. When the Houston Texans are on offense, when they have the ball, when CJ is leading the crew, what for you, Clint, is the matchup that you're watching, that you'll be looking at while we're up watching the game in the press box, that fans that are going to be at NRG are at home watching? What is the matchup that you're looking at in this game when the Texans have the ball?
Well, I think it's easy. I think when you look at how they play defense, I think they want to get one-on-one matchups across the board. And the one-on-one matchup that I think they probably believe favors them is Arianti Ursary versus one of their edge rushers. The rookie left tackle for the Houston Texans has struggled, particularly with speed this year a couple of different times. But, you know, that just being the one spot where I would say they know they can get on the edge with their speed rushers and it could be a matchup problem in the favor of the Denver Broncos. And so I think that is the biggest matchup here. Now, look, they got really good matchups they're going to like across the board, really. Interior-wise, Juice and Lakin Tomlinson and Jake Andrews, and those guys are going to just hang on for dear life. But I think the one that has the most potential to be a real problem for the Texans is left tackle Arianti Ursary, particularly versus Benito, but really any of their edge players they put over there. Can the rookie hang on, and can he afford – can Nick Caley afford to go, hey, man, on this series right here, we're not going to give that rookie a bunch of help. We're not going to just constantly pour resources into helping our left tackle. We're going to get some guys out in routes and try to create some mismatches kind of deal. That Arianti Ursary at left tackle, this is a game where you know, it could be the young fella arrives and all of a sudden you look at that left tackle like you got your left tackle of the future, or he could be the reason that that these edge rushers – play a lot of this game in the backfield next to C.J. Stroud.
Clint, the part of that, and I've said this before, I think we've had moments where we've looked at matchups and we've looked at the left tackle matchup with Ursary versus pass rushers. I believe it was the Josh Hines-Allen matchup. You cannot allow Nick Benito, if they move Jonathan Cooper out there, they switch things up, but you cannot allow Benito, who usually goes up against the left tackle, you can't allow him to ruin and wreck the game. And you can't also watch and look at your...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At your rookie left tackle struggle and then continue to do the same thing every time.
Well, you can't let it happen. Let's be clear.
I thought they kind of let it happen to him against Jacksonville. Never an adjustment.
I think that if you look at – I remember watching Texans film this year and being disgusted with the fact that they would even put guys over there. And it was clear those guys had never been told to chip on the way out because they're avoiding the pass rusher. They're not even trying to stop his feet. And so I think that has to change. I think it is absolutely criminal if we don't see players lined up formationally, motion-wise, with the sixth offensive lineman, with tight ends, with running backs. If we don't see an effort early in this game to at least let the edge rushers know to the backside of the quarterback, blind side of the quarterback, let that edge rusher know, we might get you in them ribs, big dog. We're going to make you stop your feet. At least threaten it. Do it a couple of times in the first quarter, and then they know it's there, and they got to account for it, right? But if you don't ever do it, then you're just asking for the left tackle to struggle. And so, you know, I think we got to see that early in this game, simply to prove a point that you'll do it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's a big one to watch this weekend. That's where Denver's at its strength. All right, how about when the Broncos have the ball? For me, I'm really Clint looking. The Texans run defense versus, you know, the Broncos offense. The Broncos are tied for third. They have a better rushing offense by the numbers than the Lions, like to kind of put it in perspective how good they are. I think that's a huge thing because I know you said Sean is going to have answers for the pass rush and the strength. And when you that the scary thing with the Texans, no matter who they play, is when you combine that pass rush with the ball skills of the guys they have on the back end and the coverage ability. And we saw it last week with Laster. We've seen it several times with Stingley over his career. We've seen it with Kellen Bullock. Like, you combine that's where they can really get people. But we've seen ways they've slowed them down is when teams have been able to run the football on them. And I think that is going to be the big thing when they have the ball, is that front up there, that front seven of the Texans, how they're able to handle J.K. Dobbins, who's having a great season thus far. And then we just watched R.J. Harvey come up with big plays and have three touchdowns of his own last week against Dallas. I think that's a big thing when the Broncos have the ball for the Texans.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to slow down the run. If they can run the football, as in every game and every scheme that you see, and if anybody can run the football, then the play action is going to be there. They're going to have to close the middle of the field. They're going to have to put your corners on an island. You're going to have to be more predictable. And so if they can run the football, if you have a hard time stopping them with your front six, let's call it, you're down four, and your two inside linebackers, if you have a hard time stopping them with that, it's going to be a long day, right? It's going to be a long day for your defense. Just like if we can get our run game going, it's going to be a long day for their defense, yeah. Even yep. as good as they are. Both sides of the football, if you can get your run game going. Here's the deal. To me, the what has to be special, and what has been special, to me, is your edges, starting with your nickel defender, Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie's been really, really good. And he's having a hell of a year, but he's been really good in a sense of stopping the run. I think when you look at him, Kalen Bullock on the other side, MJ Stewart, I think the guys that are coming down that are filling kind of that second line of defense that's gonna really be more so on the edges than in the middle of the field, I think those guys have to have monster games. You got to take some risk. You got to come out of there. I mean, just heat-seeking missiles, and they've all done it. We've seen them all do it all year long. But we saw them. They tackled really, really well. Nothing better than last week's game to prepare them for this week. The way they bottled up Christian McCaffrey last week, I think, is very similar to what you're going to have to do this week. Although they will come at you with a two-headed monster, not just one guy.
Yeah, no, it's a big key. Someone texted in, Ursary went through hell week at camp versus 51. He'll be good. Well, I mean, he went through hell week afterwards against Josh Hines-Allen, number 41 yeah. against the Jags, and that was in game.
I hope you're right.
He has been a lot better since the Jacksonville game. Like I said, I think Seattle got him a couple of times, but it never looked like that. And last week he was really, really good. But this is, as we've tried to kind of prepare you guys, this is a completely different animal.
Well, I mean, this is an elite edge rusher that happens to do it with mostly speed, and he's got really good dudes around him, so you're not going to get a lot of help. And this is one where, you know, he was good last week, that's fine. You're good against Seattle, that's fine. You're good against Baltimore with the guys they could throw out there, that's fine. But this is one of those, like, you know, you go against the Rams and all of a sudden you got to deal with, what's my man's name with the Rams?
I can't remember. I know you're talking about the young cat. Yeah,
the kid that came out of Florida
yeah,
State.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different animal. Jacksonville, different animal, different type of player. This guy is more in line with those dudes that we struggled with, and so we'll see if he can step up and handle him. We'll see if Nick Cayley's got the plan, because it's going to take a little bit of both.
Yeah, as you said, again, he's got to get help. He has got.